Thank you, Madam President. Just before I move on to my closing remarks, I'd just like to address a few issues. In regards to the so-called protection of the restriction of access to social media, I want to repeat that we actually consider that a protection measure on those considered most vulnerable to social media at this time in Nauru, particularly our women and children. Until such time as we are able to enforce enforce the recently enacted Cybercrime Act, which was enacted as a result of these recent transfigurations with the internet, we would like to seek your indulgence to allow us to continue these measures until such time as we're able to fully implement the Cybercrime Act. In regards to the issue of climate change, we do understand that an offer has been made in the region to invite those who feel particularly vulnerable to relocate as a result of climate change, and we welcome this initiative and remain in hope that this invitation may be extended to the broader Pacific community, including the people of Nauru. In regards to the suspension of members of parliament, we continue to welcome and invite the members of parliament in question to abide by the rules and the laws which govern members of parliament and how they may represent their own communities. I want to also note that the members in question did take their matters to the Supreme Court and were redirected back to the House of Parliament. We recognize, we acknowledge, and respect the wise decision of the learned judges and invite the members to abide by the resolutions of the House in order that we may continue to represent our communities fully. With this intervention, Madam President, I'd like to deliver my closing statement. Madam President and distinguished delegates, we, the Norwegian delegation, came here with a sincere intent to listen, to engage, to answer, and to introduce you to our challenges, our aspirations, and to share our experiences, but more importantly, to listen to what you have to say, to listen to your concerns, and to be guided by your experiences and recommendations. We have shown maximum transparency in highlighting the formidable challenges we encounter as we look at the long-term implementation of what we set for ourselves in the future. We will continue to hope that you, our peers, will be equally accepting of the fact that we are dedicated to improving the human rights situation and in making human rights a genuine way of life. The discussions that my delegation and I have had with you today has assured us of the keen interest the community, the international community, has in Nauru. I thank you for all your statements, comments, and recommendations. Please rest assured that we will give them the recognition and consideration they all deserve. We would like to thank those delegations that took the time to pose specific questions, either in advance or from the floor today. My delegation and I hope that we have been able to address those questions through our thematic interventions. We also would like to thank those organizations that have submitted specific reports. I wish to also include the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, especially the UPR Secretariat, for the assistance provided. We would like to thank Mr. Luca Lupoli for his assistance and guidance. We commend you special, Mr. President, for your support this afternoon. At the national level, I wish to thank the UPR team and the dedicated officials from the different government departments who worked on implementing the recommendations and providing inputs to the report. We've come a long way in the past 4 years and have also encountered some turbulent times within those past 4 years. No country has a perfect record on human rights and governance, and Nauru is no different. It is always a work in progress, and we will continue to work on improving, on cultivating principles and values, on building resilience to the many challenges we face every day. It has been an honor and a privilege to be with you at this interactive dialogue. We are certainly inspired more than ever, confident that we can count on your support as we continue on this journey to build resilience through our challenges. I want to make special mention of and thanks to the Government of Australia, to whom we look to as our preferred development partner in continuing to address those challenges that lie ahead of us. I look forward to continuing to work with you. Thank you.